Hi.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nina. I need to advise you the call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hi, yes. I was, well, guided to give you guys a call because I was trying to file a claim online, a new claim online, and it gave me an error, and then there was your number, the number to you guys to give a call. So
oh, okay.
So, yeah, it wouldn't let me go through with it, so I didn't know what the hindrance was.
Oh, not a problem. I'll be happy to file a new claim for you. May I have your Social Security number?
It's 420-889-1139.
And may I have your name and your mother's maiden name?
My name is Cassandra Bell. My mother's maiden name is Ola Carpenter.
And what is your date of birth and your driver's license number?
Date of birth, 8/21/1970. My driver license number, 557-0082.
Okay, and what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, not that I've been told.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
I do understand.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, Mama, I do understand.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
Yes.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance?
No, I haven't applied for it.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No. I'm still trying to figure out what it was. Trade.
Oh, not a problem. It is when the job is directly affected by foreign trade or imports or moved overseas.
Okay, no. Okay.
And has your name changed since you last filed?
No, it hasn't.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
And no, except for I think they put it, sometimes they leave the D out, Cassandra D. Bell, and it took Cassandra Bell. When I last filed, they had on my card in Connecticut, it was Cassandra Bell, because they don't use, I didn't use my middle initial apparently when I started working there.
Have you worked up under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
And what is your, verify your email address and mobile phone number.
My email address is CassandraBell@gmail.com. So that's my first and last name at gmail.com. And it's Cassandra, CassandraBellE, B as in boy, ELLE, at gmail.com.
And your mobile phone number?
860 877 6056.
And your date of birth was August 21st.
1970.
August 21st, 1970. And your mother's maiden name is Carpenter?
Yes.
And you have an Alabama driver's license?
I do.
And that driver's license number is 557-0082?
Correct.
And what is your race?
I am African American.
Is that black?
I guess you can say black. I ain't that black, but.
That is a first. I haven't heard that. It doesn't have African American on here. It has black.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
It don't say dark black, light black, light skin.
I know. They need to get it right. Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness. Hey, I learned something new every day. Here's something new every day. And are you a non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And what was your highest grade completed in school?
I have a bachelor's in college, and I stopped there.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
I am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, I was a military spouse, though, so I served, but no.
That's just like serving. Let me stop.
I know. That's what I say.
Yes. I commend, you know, you all service.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No. My knees are still good. I found out this weekend on the girls' trip. We just got back yesterday. Everybody trying to wear them heels and be all cute and dress up and dance and be on the boat and all that. Everybody rubbing down with being gay.
Do they know that they were supposed to be, what is it, sharp from your head all the way down to your ankles and put them tennis shoes on that match your outfit?
Look, at the end of the night, they had on, I saw dresses and sandals. Everybody carried an extra pair of shoes.
What you say?
Oh, the outfit was looking cute for our pictures, but I was like, everybody was like, oh, girl, my knee hurt. And some of us have had, like, knee replacements and different things.
My.
We tried to do the good knee challenge. I was one to try to do it. Good knee challenge. My knees are inflamed. I've been rubbed. I'm in the bed now.
Oh, goodness. My knees be like that on a daily basis. So since I work all week, on the weekend, I do cardio in the swimming pool every weekend.
Oh, yeah, that helps. That's better for on your joints than that direct contact with that cement, yeah.
Oh, yes. I feel like I'm Wonder Woman in the swimming pool, y'all. Sure. Yes, ma'am. And it helped me. Funny you said that. I slept good last night. Because I can relate to that knee, those knee problems.
Yes, goodness.
Okay, and what is your residential address?
My residential address is 947 West Main Street, apartment 103. And it says New Britain, Connecticut. Let me see. I moved there a year ago.
You said New Britain, N-E-W.
B-R-I-T-A-I-N.
Okay, and what is that zip code?
I don't know if I heard.
And that is 947 West Main, M-A-I-N Street, apartment 103, New Britain, Connecticut.
Yes.
0-6053.
Correct.
And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
No, it's 738 Valley View Gardens Circle. And Valley View will be two words, Valley View, then Gardens with an S on it, Circle, Moundville, Alabama, 35474. That's actually where I am now.
Okay, and what was the name of that city again?
Moundville, M-O-U-N-D. V is in Victor, I-L-L-E, Alabama.
Okay, we have 738 Valley, V-A-L-L-E-Y, View, V-I-E-W, Gardens, G-A-R-D-E-N-S, Circle, Moundville, Alabama, 35474.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your occupation?
Property manager, a regional property manager.
And are you seeking this type of work?
Yes, I am. Well, for this job, they titled it... this job here that I just come off of, they were titled it community manager here. And I took the job here because my mother, I am from Alabama, and my mom had gotten ill. So I came back here after my job played out in April in New Haven, Connecticut. My job played out. I was out there. I was with the person, and we were supposed to be getting married. Well, I had relocated there and moved with him. The cost of living is higher, and I wasn't set up to move out. I thought we were going to be together. Well, I got there and found out some stuff that I didn't know, and I had to move out, immediately from with him. But I was still working there. Well, I decided that I was going to leave the job there and move back to Alabama. But before I got ready to move back to Alabama, like the day before, the guy told me, I could leave. And so I could leave me, and I guess I was terminated. So it really worked out, and God worked it out in my favor, because I'm like, so I can leave? Well, it'll be used against you in a court of law. But anyway, I filed unemployment there, and I moved. I came to Alabama to see about my mom, but I still have my condo out there. And then so I've been here, and I was just trying to find a job either there or here, whichever came first. Well, I got a call here to work in Alabama, so that's why I work in Alabama. Well, this property is in a rough area, and both of their properties. They hired me at one property, then moved me over across town to another property. They were both were shooting and killing violence, a whole bunch of stuff going on, and they've got news stuff going on over there that they're like not suitable housing. And the lady wanted me to do more than what I'm supposed to do as a manager. She wanted me to be the maintenance man, and she wanted me to be the police. And I told her I was not going to no gunfight with no pen, and I meant that. And so, but anyway, they decided that they were going to sell the two properties here. And Tuscaloosa to somebody else because they were poorly managed. And the job would have played out July the 1st, but she told me that I could leave as of June, as of the 20th. Let me see, the 20th of June. Yeah, June the 20th is when she sent me the text message and told me that she didn't want me on the property. So I didn't have a position as of there, because she said I wasn't applying myself enough, and I don't know what else I could do. I was working like a Hebrew slave, even on Sunday, missing out church, trying to get stuff done there that hadn't been done in a year before I got there. But she wanted Rome built in a day, so it was just unfair. That job was set up to fail, and there's nothing that no manager can do for it. They're gonna have to put money into that property and do some cleaning up there.
Okay. What you told me, you're gonna have to like sort of retell me that when that question comes up.
Okay. sorry.
Because you sort of confused me. So you worked. What you're filing for now is for it's for Alabama.
Correct.
Work in Alabama. Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
I'm not.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
I am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I think I said 15 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
I was making $28, $30
an hour. Which one? What is the lowest hourly wage?
Well, I was grossing $60,000 here in Alabama because they were...
I need per hour.
Per hour, $28 per hour.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No, I don't.
Did you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
Yes.
What state?
Connecticut.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you are approved for payments and there are fees that might be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
A checking account.
And what is the name of the bank?
Navy Federal.
May I have the routing number and the bank account number?
Okay, checking account. Oh, the routing number is 256-074-974.
And could you repeat that number for verification?
routing number is 256-074-974.
And the bank account number?
Account number is 715-796-3153.
And could you repeat that number for verification?
Account number 715-796-3153.
And the name of your last employer?
This last is Allied Orion.
You said Allied Orion?
Allied, A-L-L-I-E-D, Orion, O-R-I-O-N, group.
Okay, hold one more. Oh, spell that for me again, please.
I'm sorry?
You have to spell it again.
Okay, A-L-L-I-E-D, Orion, O-R-I-O-N, group. G-R-O-U-P.
Allied.
Orion Group.
A-L-L-I-E-D-O-R-I-O-N?
Yes.
Group. Okay, let's, I'm going to put that in to see what comes up. And that's the one in Alabama.
Correct.
And do you know their corporate name?
Well, they're owned by NB, but that's what they put on all of our stuff. It's Allied Orion Group, Allied Orion. Let me look and see if I can see anything on my phone from my correspondence with them.
Now, on your did you do direct deposit with them?
Yes.
And that it will be on your direct deposit description for that charge, for that debit.
Let me see. Oh, they have Orion Real. Let me see what this is. Orion Real Estate.
And that's O-R-I-O-N Real Estate?
Yes.
O-R-I-O-N.
And then they have it R-E-A-L, and then they have E-S-T-A-T is what they have, like, when they deposited my last.
You say it has O-R-I-O-N and then real estate?
Yes.
And what else?
That's it.
And real estate is one word?
Real is separate. Orion, then the word real, R-E-A-L, and then E-S-T-A-T. But I'm sure there should be an E on the end of that, but that's how it is in the, when they direct deposited it.
Okay, I found it. Allied Developmental Corporations.
Okay.
And may I have their telephone number?
So they have a number, 713-622-5844.
713-622-5844.
Correct.
And what is the first day you started working there and the last day?
The first day was April the 2nd. And the last day was June, and that was April the 2nd of 2024. And the last day was June 20th. June 20th of 2024.
So that's April 2nd to June 20th, 2024.
Yes.
And the reason you're no longer working there, were you discharged or quit?
I was discharged. She told me that her message. She said that she told me that day on the 20th that they were deciding to sell the company. The company was going to under new management, and that they would no longer be managing the property, and that I needed to start looking for something else. Then she turned around and said that on the 20th, she texted. There was a text between her. I said, so when is the last day and who's going to be the new managing company? Because sometimes you can stay at the company and go fall under the new management company. And she, let me see what she gave me. She said, I don't know the name of the new management company. The owner doesn't want you on site now due to no productivity and failure to understand. And I was thinking, where did that come from? But anyway, that was on Thursday, June the 20th, that correspondence took place.
Okay, so basically they sold.
Yes.
I put lack
it's
of work.
That's what she told me. Mm-hmm. So that's what she told me.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No. Well, I had applied for it because I had just started working, and I don't know if I've been working long enough to start getting anything there because I don't think it has been 90 days with them.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain
true.
Unemployment benefits. We match the earnings.
I'm sorry, I was saying true.
We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties. You certify that all of your answers are true and correct?
I do certify. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're true.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 10100 Conrad Drive North Southeast, 119 20th Court East, 183 Walden Court, 556 Argani Drive Northeast.
119 20th Court East.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Bessemer, Auburn, Utah, Enterprise.
I think it's Utah spelled E-U-T-A-W.
Yes.
Yes.
Which of the following street addresses in Raleigh have you ever lived at? Which of the following street addresses in Raleigh have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1709 South Well Court, 3404 Weir Way, 3507 Cumberland Creek Road, 5523 Kaplan Drive.
I guess it'd be the Cumberland Road because my brother was stationed in Raleigh in the Navy, and I think they still live over there somewhere. Cumberland Road. I'll say Raleigh, North Carolina. Mm-hmm.
You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. You agree?
You say, I agree to do what now?
You filing an unemployment claim in Alabama?
Yes, I am. I do agree.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. You agree?
I agree.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefits handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. You agree?
I agree.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow the instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process we just completed, file your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to file your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification online in the claimant portal. Click File Weekly Certification button on the home page or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete a weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a denial of loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday at 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Your PIN is 8217. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standings with their union. Employees who are on a verified short-term layoff. Claimants attending directly approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Call Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have any questions about the closing statement?
No, I don't.
So you do understand that this week, the only thing you can do is update your resume on the website, alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and do your 3 work searches.
Okay, I've been doing, I do work searches every day and night. Yeah, I'm logged in, I'm registered with all of everybody. Okay, I am, I understand.
And then come Sunday, that's when you start doing your weekly certifications, every Sunday. If you forget to do it on a Sunday, try to do it Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. Don't wait till Friday.
Okay. I'm clear on it. I got it. I got you.
Okay. And okay, that transaction number confirming I submitted your initial claim is 489.
Eight three four one oh five.
Yes. Okay, is there any further assistance needed today?
No, so I just call on Sunday and that's and keep going forward, make sure I put I'm doing my job search. I hadn't gone to the career center here yet, so I got to go to the career center. I think I still got my job card that they gave me from previously to make sure it's, I still got my login information, so I need to do that. And I upgraded my resume with and everybody else, Indeed, Monster, LinkedIn, and all that other stuff. I need to do it with them. Yeah. Okay. I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Is there any further assistance I can help you with today?
No, thank you. You've been a great service. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
You too.